It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we're back for another Magic Monkey Mania.
Magic Monkey Mania. Do you know that the monkeys, I think you told me, are coming to Nevada?
I tell you
Nevada.
Everything about it, yes.
September.
We're going to go see them.
Yeah, we're just going to say we're going to make a road trip. You just got to let me know the dates on that.
Well, we got tickets and that kind of thing.
But we'll get tickets.
But did you know their album, what we're doing, we already reviewed the first 4 songs from the album. Today we're reviewing songs 5, 6, 7, and 8. Their album sold 24,000 copies. They are number 6 on the Billboard album charts.
That's all they're really telling you. How about all the bootleg stuff that's going on and all the, what do they call them? I'm a nerdling. Okay, our generation, you know, my parents' generation? The baby boomers.
Baby boomers.
You know, all the baby boomers bootleg them. They're in their garage taking a hit. Some of them having a beer a little bit. Hey, man, look, dude, I'm fucking listening to the monkeys and I didn't pay for it, man.
Sounds like a Cheech and Chong thing. Hey, man, listen to the monkeys. Go listen to monkeys, man.
Bootleg copy, man. You ain't getting that.
God. So anyway, but here's the thing. What I'm curious about, how much the music industry has changed in 20 years? Because this is the first time they've got an album back in the top 20 in 20 years. Last time was 1986.
Wow, that's amazing.
And but do the 80s...
No, 20 years is 96.
96.
Well, that's 30 years ago.
20 years since their last album, Justice... But then 1986, an eon ago, but you would have, if it was 1986, you had to sell 240,000 albums. But this time around, the way the streaming and everything, they only sold 24,000. But still, they were higher than
Ariana Grande,
higher than a Kanye West. And the moves that their record label, hats off to the folks at Rhino Records and how they pulled this one off.
Hats off, guys. And listen to the Shiny Squirrel podcast. Because we can help you guys become nerdlings. Because you know what? We're younger nerdlings.
Yeah, we're here to remind you and remind you, relive, and introduce to the new nerdlings.
That's it, which are the millenniums. Now listen to this, the monkeys.
So we're going to start with track number 5. This is called Gotta Give It Time. This is one of the songs that they went back in the vaults and got. They had just the basic instrumental from January 21st, 1967 was the last time they worked on it.
Wow.
Give me your opinion after we play it. I think this was going to be a Davy song, or would have been a Davy song. This is Dolan singing lead, and what's cool is Nesmith is singing background vocals. Here we go. Gotta Give It Time. think, Jersey Mike?
You know what? I think that should have been today's hits. Perfect timing on that one. For some reason, it just feels like you got to give it time. But anything that works out, it's a process. It takes time. It takes time. And you're right. That would have been a Davey song. But for some reason, it fits in today's crazy world of nobody has
patience.
Time.
You got to wait. You know, regardless, even if you're waiting for a file to download, you're waiting for the paint to dry. It's like, go back to the expressions, a watched telephone never rings, a watched pager never rings. You're waiting for the VHS tape to rewind. You gotta wait, gotta give it time.
The only problem nowadays, you can miss a text message.
True.
Yeah, see, we didn't have that, but you know what? 1967, I don't think they thought about pagers and stuff. You know what? You know what's weird? What I watched last night before I fell asleep? The original Planet of the Apes.
Whoa.
Which is exactly in the same time period here.
Charlton Heston?
Yeah, it's 1968, where, you know, they're in a spaceship coming to a new crazy land, and they're like, what the hell is this? But it's the truth. It's like, now you jump from our time back in time.
And the fact that it was Planet of the Apes and the monkeys is no coincidence.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
There's your squirrel serendipity for the day. So,
and people were not prejudiced, so we're not making any instling crazy things. Just enjoy life. Give it time.
Give it time. So here's the next song is called Me and Magdalena. This song was written by Ben Gilbert of Death Cab for Cutie. He's a fan. He wanted to write a song for the Monkees. But here's where I think the folks at Rhino had a little fun and a little ingenuity to get this song out, okay? Because they had released the first digital singles, which were You Make Me Laugh and You Bring Summer. About 10 days before the album was released, Mike Nesmith went on one of the NPR, National Public Radio, music shows, and he played this song. The song was released before it was supposed to. He was all apologetic about, oh, I realize I shouldn't have done that. No, it was part of their plan.
Yeah, it's always part of the plan.
It was part of the plan, which is good because they're number 6 on the album chart again.
Yes, it is good.
And now this is version 1. Nesmith sings lead. It's one of the best Nesmith, Dolan's vocal blendings, harmonies in a long time. So let's just play it. This is Me and Magdalena.
We're just going to say, what are we waiting for? Magdalena.
We'll be right back.
Me and Magdalena. So that got out on YouTube, and then they shut it down fast. But I think it was a news story as a good idea that Rhino Records did that.
Remember they used to do those old stunts back there? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know, like, what do you call it? In the 50s, 60s, they leaked the information so the fans could go there and get the hype going in each city. Oh, somebody released that they're staying over at the Golden Gate Hotel, or somebody released they're going to be at the record store.
Or the radio station would say, we're not saying, but they're on the 7th floor down at the Imperial Hotel for their show tonight.
Yeah, that was
And mobs of teenagers show up.
That was all to get the hype to buy the merchandise. It's just a simple ploy, just throwing out stuff in the wind, like,
you know, you go back in the first days before the Beatles were starting to get out in England before they became the U.S. Their manager Brian Epstein would go to the record store and buy up 100 copies of their 45 of his own money, just buy all the singles that they had for sale, because it would get them on the charts and get something noticed.
Exactly.
And everybody then, does it.
Yeah, and it's like pay for play into the movies, pay for play to get yourself into a lead role, to showcase yourself. Same thing. These guys used to lock themselves inside the booth, and we're going to play the music 24 hours.
One of the greatest examples, that it goes back to Guns N' Roses when they were first getting together on the Sunset Strip. You have to pay to play. How many? You got to sell 100 tickets at this amount of money to get the exposure. And they would do it.
Yeah.
And it still goes on to this day. It may be under the table, under the radar, but it still happens. And you just got to do it.
That is what is known as the underground economy of America. That if people doesn't think that's what keeps America going, you're a little fucked up. That's Jersey Mike telling you that. Because that's what keeps people going.
That's from a Jersey, and that's the truth right there. Are you ready for track number 7, Jersey Mike?
Yes, I am.
This is a neat one. This is a song called Whatever's Right. It was written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, who wrote their other songs, Last Train to Clarksville, Stepping Stones, Let's Dance On, the Monkees theme song. But here's the thing. They didn't have any recordings of it. So it's all new music.
You're actually telling me it's from 2016.
From 2016.
Wow.
New music. This is a song that Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Now, Tommy Boyce passed away back, I think, in 98 of suicide because he had a brain aneurysm. It's a long story. We won't go into it. But Bobby Hart, who is still alive, I think he's about 80 plus something, Mickey sings lead, Nesmith and Bobby Hart sing backup vocals on it. Again, this album is full circle, coming full circle.
But in 2016, they actually re-recorded something. This is
history. They didn't re-record it. They couldn't find the original basic track, the original music. So all the music is new. And
I wonder whose garage or attic, or did it burn in a fire, or what person has it locked away and nobody's going to know in 10 years from now. Look what I got.
Well, I went down to the vaults and I found this down by the foundation. Found it in the garage sale.
Along with this bottle that's been here since the 1800s and it says whiskey.
Yeah, so what have you brought to us on Antique Roadshow? I brought you this old monkey song called Whatever's Right.
And you know where I found it? I found it in the back of a picture. It wasn't the Declaration of Independence. It was along with this bottle of whiskey. I found this, and guess what? It was the Declaration of the Monkees' Independence.
And it works!
We'll be right back.
Whatever's right. What do you say, Mike? Drizzy Mike?
How can you not say anything but whatever's right? That's it. That's a perfect title. Whatever is right, as long as you stick to some kind of positivity.
Yeah, and it is in the gold mining vein of Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. It's right up there with them. That sounds like something they would write because they did write it.
That's a squirrel serendipity, because you also have another young lady, sorry, on our podcast that you did some kind of gold mining with today, which we actually went and got rocks, and she actually cracked them open.
Yeah, that was on Podcasting with Olivia Quickie, which will be up soon, or is up already soon, in the time they're recording this. I have those what they call the tailings of leftover rocks from the gold mine that we went and visited. And it's just out there, and I picked up primary ones that had the copper ore in them. And I showed them to her, and I was telling her. As what's funny is I played the Gatlin Brothers, "All the Gold in California is in the Middle of Beverly." She's like, "I like that song." And so I say, "Well, you want to take three of the rocks and hit them with a hammer and crack them open?" "Can I?" So she had a fun time hitting these rocks and just getting them.
I have a fun time thinking about the Gatlin gun. I saw it on an episode of Pawn Stars where the thing just fires the round from the Civil War.
Now, is that for... That's an interesting concept, the Gatling gun and the Gatlin Brothers. But this is monkeys.
It all works together. It all works together. Because the monkeys turn around, probably somebody has a Gatling gun.
Somewhere.
Or, new song, guys, the Gatling gun.
So this brings us to, hey, it could be. This brings us to track number 8. This is the one, This is the only Davey vocal song on the album. It's the one written by Neil Diamond, which I am going to let our friend Rob Garrett, the Neil Diamond tribute star here in town.
Talking about that, you know what next month is.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing his show, and we're going to be seeing, what's the other show? His American Trilogy concert, and I think George Grove and the Kingston Trio. Because Bob Shane is going to be in town. I can get a little reunion with Bob Shane. I haven't seen him in years. So it's going to be... Anyway.
We can all say, hey, we're the monkeys.
Well, it was John Stewart of the Kingston Trio who wrote Daydream Believer. But let's get back to Neil Diamond, who wrote Love to Love. They say they did new music. I don't think they did new music. I think what they did with this song is Mickey and Peter just added their backup vocals to it. Because I've heard different renditions of this. But here's Davy Jones' contribution. I just made that word up. Contribution.
I love it.
To
another word to made up on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network.
I can't pronounce names, so I'll make one up for you. This is Love to Love.
Love's the thing that needs one to thrive on. Then it grows, at least that's what I've been told. You can't love someone if you find that. All you get in return is a heart that's cold. Let's say you need love to love. You're gonna have love to love. They all say it works that way, but if it's true, why do I love you? 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 Why do I love you?
The Neil Diamond 1967 penned Love to Love, Davy Jones singing lead. Jersey Mike, what do you think?
The only thing I have to say about that is these box set of four you've come up with for the Monkees is awesome. And that song is just like Davy. That's all you can say.
It's Davy,
it was Davy.
Yeah.
He's dead. And you know what? The Monkees need to ship this new stuff out so the old fans to the new fans, you know, from the great grandparents to the grandparents can give it to the young kids.
To achieve a number six on the, I mean, the Billboard has all these other charts, but the main one is the album chart sales number six. Bam, bing, bong, boom.
That's it. And you know what's amazing about it? Song Love to Love You. Or Love to Love, and it's just like, that's what we all want, Love to Love. And the Monkees have spread a lot of love over the years. Now, fans, anybody, next week is going to be 9, 10, 11, 12. But what we want to hear from you is we want to hear your experiences. If you actually went to any, see any Monkey tours, did anybody get to meet any Monkees
on
tour?
We'll throw these up on Instagram.
Yes, we'll throw all this up on Instagram. We want to say hello, but we want to have a shout out to just to the Monkey fans on this. We want to know your Monkey experiences live, concerts, you know, book signings. Did you see them on the street? Anything of the Monkey Mania magic. We want to know here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Precise.
To turn around, where can they find us?
WCW underscore comedy and then just basic Instagram account, Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Because we really want to know what you think, because Monkey Mania,
is back.
Magic Mania is back live on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.